You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Am Yisrael, they had to deal with the war, the milchama, that is brought in the Torah, that is everlasting war, non-stop war. So now, Moshe Avraham Shalom used an interesting weapon. What type of weapon he used? Hand. His hand. It says in the Torah, when he raised his hand, then Am Yisrael, they were able to succeed the enemy. And if he...
bring it down. They over.
What did he do?
If his hand comes down, then they overcome them.
Where does it say that?
I read it in Amalek.
No, but it's saying the Torah. How does it say it? What does it say? Where does it say? What does Yaniach mean?
Resting.
Oh, not to bring it down.
If your arm is up and you want to rest it, then...
What is the opposite of up in any language?
Down.
No? So you should say Yashpil.
Oh, I said resting, huh?
You said resting. No? He says Bala, then he says Pain. He says Yari, he has to say Yashpil. No? He doesn't say that. Now, here is a very powerful message that Tosha is teaching us. There's a trap that Amalek smashes you, wins over you. And you know what that is?
Nevertheless, too.
Gamze letova. What can I do? Hakol min hashamayim. Hakol letova. Baruch Hashem. So Amalek got you. And this is gamze letova golavi, right? Because it means, what can I do? What is it to do? Okay, gamze letova. Hashem did it. But here, Tatasha is teaching us, this is the state of Yaniach. You become idle. You don't move. You don't sing. You're not smiling. So Amalek got you. That's why it doesn't say Yashpil. It says Yaniach. Because you get to the state, you say, ay, ay, ay. How did this happen? How did this happen? Okay, Gamze Letova. What can I do? What can I do? This is the Sadiq. It's Sadiq. Sadiq that doesn't complain. Doesn't complain. Chas v'shalom. But here, you see such a war. And it freezes you. And then you become turned off. But you go on, now just like this, you know, like they call it Handel style. Yeah. And this is what the Amalek is all about. It's an unbelievable, powerful message. Yaniach. Yaniach. Not Yashpim. And here, Dr. Shah is teaching us, your hand has to be always raised up to Shamayim, not in the physicality. That means you should not forget, of course, you know, you expected, you had your hopes high. It didn't happen. You never expected such a thing happen. But here we see that Amalek has a technique, and that is, doesn't let you, as we keep repeating, Shira Hadasha, Shira Hadasha. What does Shira Hadasha mean? Shira Hadasha. You have to do a new chah-chah every day. A new, not the old one. The old one doesn't count. Has to be a new one. And singing is not like do, has to go up and down. It's not cha. It's cha ve cha. So that's how the Shira is all about. What does it mean? It goes up, it comes down. It goes up, it's come down. That's what the Shira is all about. And that's what the life is all about. But if you leave it in an idle state, they call it normal. So then it's not going to go anywhere. You have to be overdrive. They call D1. What is it called? D1?
D5.
D5. Hazaka Baruch. Hashem Yisakenu. Always La'avod Hashem Yitbarach with D5. And Yisrael Yeshua, the Sod HaTov.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.